Hi, I'm speaking to you today from Biola University's Art Gallery, where last night we were joined by 300 people for the opening of an art exhibit, part of this incredible Year of the Arts, which is now underway here at Biola University. Around me are the paintings of Maya Lisa Engelhardt. She's a renowned Danish artist whose deeply thoughtful images reflect her love of God, and they capture her desire to communicate through color and texture and space, the biblical account of God's artistic touch in the act of creation. During this year, our theme is sanctuary and sacred space, a theme that's going to weave together a wide array of events and experiences during this Year of the Arts. It's also a theme inspired to a great degree by our 2011-2012 visionary in residence, Mrs. Roberta Amundsen. She spoke last night about her love for Biola and her passion for helping people appreciate and understand the role of the arts in life and faith.
For me, the important thing is to work in the world. That's where we all live. Everybody's created in the image of God, whether they know it or not. And art is a language that speaks beyond all those boundaries, because it can go places words can't go. And I'm a word person, I'm a writer. But words go somewhere. They're very important. But images go somewhere else, and sometimes even further.
Earlier this month, Howard and Roberta Amundsen and a number of other Biola friends joined my wife Paula and me for a remarkable tour of the arts in New York City. It's on this trip that we also met with some Biola alumni and parents. And I was struck by the degree of influence Biola alumni are having in arts-related careers. Nationwide, certainly, but particularly in that epicenter of the arts world we know as New York City. Now beginning my fifth year at Biola, I'm convinced more than ever that good is flowing out from our graduates into the world with the truth and beauty that are born of God. And these are the virtues of goodness that our world is longing for. Our tour in New York crescendoed through the week and ended on Sunday, September 11th, the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. I shared by video my reflections on that day of remembrance with a capacity gathering of the Biola community who met in the gymnasium that evening for a very moving lament service. Thousands assembled in quiet reflection, recalling the tragedy of that day and the hope that blossoms out of pain. For me, that day remains etched in my memory in a way that reminds me of the urgent need in this world for courageous, Christ-honoring voices of hope and redemption. These are the courageous and compassionate voices that we're nurturing at Biola University. Biola trustee and former professional tennis player Michael Chang spoke in chapel this month as the board assembled for its September meeting. Michael, who in 1989 became the youngest player ever to win the French Open, gave an inspiring message to our students, advocating a biblical context for athletic competition as Christians. He modeled well for our students that in all we do, we live for Christ. As this fall semester unfolds, my hope is that you'll take advantage of the rich tapestry of experiences available to you within this festival that is the Year of the Arts. Some work is already underway, like the restoration of the Jesus mural. And there are many more moments throughout the year to celebrate as Christians the place of the arts in our faith. So check out our website to see the full slate of activities, all that's coming in this year before us, a year we have themed as sanctuary and sacred space. As I shared a few weeks ago in our fall convocation out of the story of Hezekiah, courage truly begins in the sanctuary. Let's consider together this year the role of the sanctuary, quiet spaces such as this one, and the space in our calendars and our daily lives God will use to prepare each one of us for lives of conviction and lives of courage.